ברוך אתה עלינו, אלוהינו מלך העולם, שהכל נהיה בדברו. Okay, Rabbi said we were going to go into Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Since Pe'ikar in the morning, Dvar Halacha, we're going to spend a lot of time in Hilchos Yom Kippur. So we'll start off with a very basic shayla about Rosh Hashanah, then we'll get to more of the protistic halachas. A general halacha of the whole day of Rosh Hashanah. How are you supposed to look at the day of Rosh Hashanah as far as a Yom Tov? That's just the Aleph Beis. What is the, is Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah different than every other Yom Tov? Is it or is it not? The Hainu, well, you can't find a Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's okay. You know why? Because it's a Sukkah. Sukkah is the... You got the right one, but in this chelik it's weiter. This has more than one, two chalakim tor. Got to look over here. Should be Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, like tough kufs. Okay? So, the shaila is, on Rosh Hashanah, is it like every other Yom Tov? The Hainu, Samachta B'chagecho, it's a regular Yom Tov. You have to have a shtickle imes hadin, but that's a gazaita gazach. Meaning that's a lula on sukkahs, you need a lula and a sukkah. And Pesach, you need a matzah. And on Rosh Hashanah, you need a shtickle imes hadin. Whereas it's a regular b'chagecho, regular Yom Tov, happens to be, you have to have imes hadin. Okay? So you could learn both ways. The Gemara itself, you could be medayik both ways, from the Gemara itself. That means the Gemara is a kasha. Why don't Klai Yisrael say halal? The Malachi Asher says, why don't Klai Yisrael say halal on Rosh Hashanah? And Hashem answers, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim. You can say Shira. The books are open, you're going to say Shira. You can't say Shira. That's the Gemara, right? The books of life and death are open, you're going to say halal? So there's two ways to learn the Gemara. One way is Avad, it's a Yom Tov and there's a Chiyuv Simcha. And that's why there would be a Chiyuv Hal. Right? It's just the Avira doesn't lend itself to say Hal. Just like Einem Rim Shir Elai Yashikrech. I'm sorry for giving you all this. Just like Einem Rim Shir Elai Yayin. Right? So you can't say Hal, only... In a matzav where you're not COVID Rosh, you have a COVID Rosh. So the COVID Rosh, it's almost if you want to be lumdus, you want to say it but as a lumdus shavot, you could say, because otherwise the whole Gemara sounds modern, that's the truth. Rabbi Tzal Zolti in his Mishnas Yavitz, he's medayik from the Gemara, that the pastor's the Gemara saying is, there's a Chiyuv Simcha. The Gemara is mashma Chiyuv Simcha. Because where do we learn Halal B'chlal on Yom Tov? So the fact that the Gemara says you should say halal shows that the Gemara held is a din simcha. Right? But it's a strange Gemara. Because, so what? You sound like a chassid shi'id? You have to be a litvak. So achiv halal. Right? Achiv halal. Overcome it. You have to say dynamis when you're, and you have to make a shechiyonu if you get nechosim, if you yarsh in nechosim. How do you balance those two things? That's part of a Jew. You have to juggle.
Why are the chalal
allowed
to sing?
Why? No, but the question is, what kind of answer is that? It's scary. Okay, but I'm a yid. And a yid has to balance.
Is it scary or improper?
How could it be improper? If the Baruch Hashem is telling me that I have a chiyuv Yom Tov today and a chiyuv Halal today, so now what? So.
It's like how you have to balance.
Exactly. It's like I always say Purim with the drunk. You remember my dance at the. I came out of Loch Lomai, I said a person drunk on Purim with a siddur. Remember that? He could be Yetzer. Like the Chassam Sefer with the Esrik that's brown.
Yeah.
Meaning, Be'etzem, the Rama holds that when you're davening from a siddur, and Dr. Moshe says, even if you're drunk, if through the siddur you could be talked to a melech, Yochel Adabal to a melech. But many Paiskim will not like him. So I said, on Purim you could be saying Bechan Dr. Moshe. Why? Because those that are Chalik with Dr. Moshe hold, any Yochel Adabal to a melech, it's not because Ha-Biftah, you can't pronounce it. It's because Kachom Dim with a melech. But Purim, that was my chab. I said it when I was drunk, but even when I got sober, I agree with that svara. So Lamaisa, you understand what I'm just telling Rabbi Koren? That Lamaisa, if I have a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah, and the Torah says that on the day of simcha Yom Tov there's a chiv hal. So what's the Gemara telling me? Musa svara is Sifri chayim simizim suchim. Too bad. Too bad. You have to overcome it. You have to overcome it. What does it mean? You know what I mean? So you could learn, if you want to learn, if you want to be a real litvak, you could learn what the Gemara is saying is, you're like an oisik b'mitzvah. I learned this way, okay, this is a whole topic on its own, but I'll just tell you the Roshi Prokham of the topic. We had a famous chakira about Antisha B'av Yepata from Talmud Torah, right? You're allowed to learn the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is you're allowed to learn Dvarim Aroyim. So I brought down a shaila. It's not my shaila. The Kleisenberg Rebbe Zatzal, the Rebbe Rabbi Kasil, has a tshuva in Divrei Yatziv, and there's others. I'm not the first one. I didn't discover America. My shaila was: is the pshat that you have a chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? Just I can't learn happy things. So, Mamela, I have a chiyuv to learn Dvarim Aroyim. It's like any other day. My chiyuv Talmud Torah is the same like any day. It's just what? I can't learn the things that make me happy, because it's Tisha B'Av. So I learn Dvarim Aroyim, I learn things that don't make me happy. But I have to learn things that don't make me happy. It's not like I'm it's not a snow day. It's not a snow day. I have to have a chiyuv Talmud Torah? Or, no, the lashon is mutar l'ulma Dvarim Aroyim. There's a big mavucha, you should know. It's not muskim. There's an orach l'ner. There's a ritva. There's a shayl if you make brichsat Torah on Tisha B'Av. How could you make brichsat Torah? You're potter from Talmud Torah. What do you mean? You're not potter from Talmud Torah. I'm chayv in Talmud Torah. What kind of question is that? You understand? The orach l'ner handles how do you make a brichsat Torah. Or a novel. The same shayl by a novel. Right? And I was also not allowed to learn except the Hilchos Avelos in Dvarim Aroyim. Right? So I always held in Svara that it makes no sense. You always have to go to what makes sense. It makes no sense to say that on Tisha B'Av you should be parted from Talmud Torah. It makes no sense. What? So Achiv Daraisa, you have Achiv every day. How could you? You could tell me I can't learn Dvarim HaMesamchim. Because Pikudei Hashem Yishom Sam Chilev, so I can't do that. But how could I be part of from Talmud Torah? It doesn't make sense. And if something doesn't make sense, when I say sense, I don't mean sense like in my head. I mean halacha sense. It doesn't make halacha sense. It doesn't make halacha sense. But the problem I have is that the Lashon, Lamaisa, Lashon of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, Muter Lulmai Dvarim Aroyim. What's Muter? Chayiv Lulmai Dvarim Aroyim. So I came up with a pshara to be miyashev all the shittas, and that is avade Tisha B'Av yichayim in Talmud Torah. Who could say you're not? But I idealistically Tisha B'Av is supposed to be misabel on the Beis Hamikdash, and you're not supposed to misich das from avelos. So really, your mind is supposed to be thinking about the Beis Hamikdash. What you could do about it? How you could improve? Right? You're not supposed to stop sitting in a depression, but productive thinking, you know? So Mamei Lepshad is like this. We find Oysi B'mitzvah Potom HaMitzvah. Right? Oysi B'mitzvah Potom. So Achosn is Potom from Talmud Torah while he's being Oysi with his Kala. Because my mind now is I'm busy with my Kala. Right? I remember my son Tzvi, he was learning with his Kala. Beautiful. Not too many chassanim could do that. It's not the chassan, it's the godless and the kala. That the kala enjoyed, they learned the v'yayil together, you know? It's not, most, most, Most chassan kalas by Shiva Brachas aren't interested in learning b'chavusa. It's hard to find a kala like that, but here he found a kala like that. Yeah. Lamaisa, the chassan is potter. Why? Because he's supposed to be preoccupied with this. So he's potter. So Mameira, the pshat is a person is chayiv to be misabel today. So today, as much as he's keeping his mind on the avelus, he's also a mitzvah. Dvom Ogoim, he could do them together. So he's mutal umay Dvom Ogoim. But Avada, I say, a guy who's just battling Zechop the time, he has a chiv talmud Torah. A guy sitting on the couch, he goes, stish above. I'm off. No, you're not. If you're being misabel, good. Then it's 100%. Then you attack a potter. Let's say a guy says, you know, I'm being misabel. I don't want to learn Dvom Ogoim now. I'm thinking about the Beis Hamikdash. I'm thinking about what I could do about it. I have a plan. No problem. But the guy says, it's Tisha B'Av. I'm off. Absolutely not. So could be, you could say, as much that a person has Emes Hadin, and the Emes Hadin conflicts with him being able to say Halal, he's like he's Upatu. Losh is only yafeh. You know what I'm saying? Upatu. He's Achshav Yeshli Emes Hadin. And therefore, if I have Emes Hadin, I'm potter. Yeah? But then it would come out that L'chor B'Zman HaZeh to us today, Bava Nisenu, we're not like that. Right? How many people do you see on Rosh Hashanah are too scared to say how? Like if Daniel said, I see people singing with the Baal Tefillah with all, B'chol Koichem, with the marches and the songs and the harmonizing. I don't see people walking around Rosh Hashanah. I saw people in Israel when I was there for the 12-day war, when ballistic missiles were shooting, there was an Emes Hadin. They taka couldn't say how. If I would say, oh, my boy said, let's say how. No, not now. Right? Moses was Rosh Hashanah. He cracked jokes, why can't you say how? Lamala. So if you're going to learn the Gemara Kepshutoi, that is really a chiv how, but how could you? So l'chor is a chiv how? Even my pshat that I'm telling you that you could be Isaac Mimitz, but you're not Isaac Mimitz. That's why I tell everybody today they should learn on Tisha B'Av. How many people could say they spend the whole day, you know, thinking about, come on. So they'll learn. So they'll learn. So what's pshat? So I want to tell you like this. If you look in the Torah brings down a machlekes if you're allowed to fast on Tisha B'Av, which obviously goes to the same question. What? Meaning if there's a din simcha, you're not allowed to fast. On Rosh Hashanah, what did I say? Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to fast. Absolutely. Unless you're chayla sheyesh b'sakone, you're mechuyev to fast. Even some old stama chayla, but we're machmane. Oichlim v'shoysim usmechim. V'ein v'sanis b'klam. That's his octator. But then he says, maybe he could be Megal. Because of Adoni Rosh, Tov Temuim, also sounds like Rosh Hashanah, Avadi in Aladu. V'chein brings down the Pasuk, Nechem Yelchu, Ichlu Mashmanim, Shimam Takim. They used to give out Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos, the Ben Ishchai brings a minig to give Mishloach Manos before Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine? Mishloach Manos. They used to send Mishloach Manos before Rosh Hashanah. I'll say this Pasuk in Nechemiah. Zokta. Okay. And then they bring Psukim from the Medrash. The Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah, it's Kedai to see the end of Rosh Hashanah. You'll see a long Mordechai. Agansa, Arichas, Dika Mordechai. He brings Rayas Mamish from Tanakh, from Shas, from Simcha Rosh Hashanah. Simcha Rosh Hashanah. Now, there's another Machlokes Rishonim. What do we say in the Nusach HaTfilah? Do we say, V'asiyenu Hashem, like on Yom Tov, we say, V'asiyenu Hashem L'keinu Espikas Mayadecha, L'chaim U'l'shalom, L'simcha L'sasa. On the three regalim, we say that, right? On on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we say in the davening, L'chaim u'shalom u'simchu l'sasayim. What about on Rosh Hashanah? So you should say machlekes rishonim. Machlekes rishonim. What the nusach is. And the problem is that we are a stira. The way we paskin is a stira. Because we paskin oichlim v'shoisim u'smeichim b'Rosh Hashanah. We paskin y'besimcha Rosh Hashanah. Right? By the way, we also paskin, you don't say how on Rosh Hashanah. We also paskin that you don't say Birchas Meidech al-Chaim u'shom simchul sasa. In the Goinim, at least there was Lashita Sayo. You understand? The Goinim, they went according to their opinion. On one side of the chart, you have the Goinim who say Chiv Simche, Osulis Anois, and also the Nusach as Birchas Meidech al-Chaim u'shom simchul sasa. On the other side of the chart, you have the Rishonim who say, no Simcha, no Brichas Meyadech Al-Chaim U'Shalom, and you're allowed to fast. But we are an androgynous. We paskin, you have to be happy on Rosh Hashanah. You don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. All the Chumras, right? Simcha. Yalav Yavi is the only, I don't want to go into that, but because that's a whole, get stuck over there. We paskin b'di evit, if you forgot Yalav Yavi, you don't have to, even though it's machlekes apoiskim, levush and elia. Because Lagabi saying over benching, we rely on the Shitas world mutal lasanis. Whatever. Tell your rabbi holds it doesn't work, because Tell your rabbi and levush hold that everybody holds his achiv pas on Rosh Hashanah. He holds the Shitas world, you're allowed to fast. Hold you're allowed to fast. But if you don't fast, you have achiv pas. Because so he holds you, whatever. The bottom line is, we hold Simcha, you're not allowed to fast, but we don't say Birkas Meyadech. We don't say Vasyeinu Hashem Lekeinu is Birkas Meyadech L'chaim U'Shalom Simchul Sosem. We don't say that. Why not? It's a shtickle. So there's a fascinating Bach. Fascinating Bach. The Bach says, a big Chiddush, which will also answer the question I asked you. He doesn't address this question. What happened to Halal on Rosh Hashanah? What's not going to answer to the question? Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meisim Suchim. It's mamish, that Gemara is a stira with so many other Mamore Chazal that a person has to be Mizgaber. A person has to be Mizgaber. He gets a Yerusha, he has to make a Dayan Emes on the Ptira, and he has to make a Shechiyonu on the Yerusha. And Tosis Yom Tov says, how do you do it? He says, a person, that's a koyach of a yid. That's the koyach of Yisra. That's a koyach. A Jew has that koyach. You have to overcome your, right? So listen to what Bach says. The Bach says that every Yom Tov has a tachlis. Why the Yom Tov was given, right? Meaning the Yom Tov was given to bring out this characteristic, this point. Whether the Yom Tov was given to give you emunah, the Yom Tov was given zechel tzias mitzrayim, he says every Yom Tov has in the ikir toichen of the Yom Tov was given l'simcha. This is as birkas me'adech l'chaim l'shalom l'simcha l'sasan. That's what Hashem gave us the Yom Tov for. That's the tachlis of the Yom Tov. It's not I happen to be happy on this Yom Tov. One of the functions of the Yom Tov is Simcha. Savade Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov. And Yom Tov is Mamela Simcha. Not only Simcha, it's more than Shabbos. The Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah brings a Mori de Garaya. He says, we find that Shabbos is not Mevatel Shiva. Shabbos is only Oila L'minyan Shiva. Which means you don't actively sit Shiva on Shabbos. Only Dvarim Shebetzin is Noheg. But it counts for the Shiva. You understand? So you don't have to sit an extra day. Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva. But it doesn't break Shiva. But if somebody's sitting Shiva and Yom Tov comes, Yom Tov breaks Shiva. There's a Levaya of Yom Tov. A minute before Yom Tov, there's no Shiva. The Yom Tov breaks the Shiva. As long as the Shiva started before Yom Tov, it breaks the Shiva, right? Rosh Hashanah is the same way. So the Mordechai says, you see, it's more. The Maril brings this right. The Maril also brings this right. The Maril says that Avadah, Rosh Hashanah is more of a Yom Tov than Shabbos. Because the Rai is, Shabbos doesn't break Avelos. Yom Tov does break Avelos. So Avadah, it is. But the Tachlis of the Yom Tov, says the Bach, is Lasak and Maisov. So therefore we don't say, this is Birkas Mayadecha, this is what you gave it to us for. Yes, there's a din, L'simcha L'shalem. But that's not the Tachlis. So I took this Bach, and I said, oh, now I understand the Gemara. So the Bach answers the theory that we had. But now the Gemara Shana is very Gishmak. Why? The Gemara is, the reason why we say Hallel on regular Yom Tovals, B'yom Simchas Chamayadecha, means the Hallel is only said with the Simcha is the Tachlis HaYom Tov. So then, the Hallel accompanies the function of the Yom Tov. Happens to be, I have to be happy today, I'll say Zayit Gedin. That's not Mechayiv Hallel. So when the Gemara says, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim, notice me, Stam, the books are opened. That's the function of the day. Mamish, the way we're learning, this Gemara itself is a mocker to the Shita Sabach, to the Bach's explanation that the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, that means it could be a Chi of Simcha, but the Simcha is not the theme. That's not the theme of the day. You know, Chassidus Sforim say that a Yid has to always be B'Simcha, even on Tisha B'Av. You know, Chassidus Sforim say that a Jew is never allowed to be depressed. If you look at the Gemara, it says, Mematin B'Simcha. Mematin. You know, the Baal Shem Tov said that if you look in the Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Mishinich Lazadam Abim B'Simcha. Doesn't say what? Find in the Gemara or something. Doesn't say. Shteinish to put up signs and be smedish, make fun of your Rabbeim. Shteinish. He a Dovi. It's like, yeah, Halach Lamai said this year. He a 12th grader. So I'm just letting you know, Shteinish. Doesn't say that. It doesn't say that shteinish. That's why there's so many different minhagim, ma'am b'simcha. We think people are so crazy. Shteinish by Av's whole kinds of mematan. What you mematan exactly? Shvushachalboy sudi mafsekes the masumatan bin yishol simcha the gemara nivomis. So you know what the Baal Shem Tov says? He says, a Jew has to always be b'simcha. You don't need dinim for that. Be'av yesh din l'mayet b'mam matin. Over there, you need halachas. That's a chassidus pshat. But l'maisa, ali b'demes, every day has its function. What its tachlis is. The tachlis of Rosh Hashanah is not simcha. That's not the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah. And that's pshat in the Bach. That's why you don't say Bichas Me'adech. If all you accomplish on Rosh Hashanah is that you were B'Simcha, you missed the boat. You understand? If you go through Rosh Hashanah, you say, Ich hab gut gefreitzach. See, it's true, you were Mekayim Esimin in Shulchan Aruch, that says, Oichlim V'Sheisim Esmeichim. But you didn't have what to celebrate. The celebration is not the Simcha. Celebration is we're celebrating our Ruchnius, our development, our Mesakin ourselves, that's the tachlis. And that's why we don't say, for that reason, Chazal weren't Mesakin the same Matbeah that they were Mesakin by the other Yom Tov. Okay, we'll stop it.